Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hi, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet, one person at a time. So, super psyched to have Kevin Fitzgerald with us today. Kevin is the author of two books that he describes as being books about the journey of the soul. What could be better than that? It's like my favorite topic. And one of them is called The Contract, and the other is called A Dialogue with Jesus, Messages for Humanity. Kevin's really a very impressive and successful guy. So he trained in business school and also the School of Life about how to make a self that the world approves of. And he did such a good job that he sort of checked all the boxes of everything that, you know, the world would say you're totally successful, including becoming a millionaire by the age of 33. And he would tell you that that came with this sort of spiritual bankruptcy, or that's how he describes himself at that age, until he had an epiphany in 2011 that changed all of that. And he was sort of went on an inner journey and was guided by spirit to really remember his authentic self and who he really is. So, you know, so Kevin's got a lot going on. And his latest thing here that he's been exploring and helping people understand is the topic of hemp CBD oil. And I'm very, very happy to talk about this because it seems like everywhere we go, people are talking about CBD oil. And I have to tell you that I take it myself with great success for never been a sleeper. And I think it's part of the psychic thing. And as soon as I started taking CBD oil, I started, I had like my first good night's sleep. I'm not kidding, like maybe in my entire life. So I'm super excited to talk to you today, Kevin. Welcome, Kevin.
Welcome. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, and let's talk about CBD because it just seems like everywhere you go, people are talking about it. People are, you know, trying to figure out what it is. And it's really interesting, you know, to live in Massachusetts where I live because now they've legalized marijuana. There's all these, you know, there's all these different things that are around, edibles, oils, this, that, you know, and it's, what is it all? How is it? What's the difference between it? And what is the difference between that stuff and CBD? Can you tell us?
I can, Lisa. And, you know, where a lot of people get confused is they think CBD oil is just from marijuana. And so there's a lot of ignorance around it, thinking that if I take it, I'm going to get high. And CBD oil can come from marijuana, but primarily it comes from hemp. And marijuana, a good way to look at marijuana is kind of like the feminine aspect of the cannabis family, plant family. And look at the hemp more like the masculine. And the feminine is loaded with THC, which is psychoactive, and hemp has very little THC in it. So we take it all out, and we just preserve the what we call cannabinoids that are healthy for the body. So there's no getting high, none of that effect, but you have all the medicinal benefits.
Well, that's good. You know, and I have to tell you that I'm not a big fan of THC. I'm like, I'm that girl that, you know, whatever, if I ever did that, was like curled on the bathroom floor crying and, you know, somebody had to come in there and get me. That's never a fun ride for me with the THC. So it's really important to know that the THC is not in there so you don't get high from taking CBD oil.
Yeah, and it's really important for people that work in the military or they work in law enforcement or they might be working for government like a school bus driver, something like that. Anyone who has to drive for a living, truck drivers, you know, they get tested. They get drug tested. And so you won't feel a drug test with our brand. Now, I can't speak for other brands out there, but our brand, you know, you're not going to feel a drug test.
Oh, that's interesting to know. Good to know. So I loved it that you said that the buds, like the marijuana buds, are the feminine part of the plant, and the the hemp leaves or the masculine. I've never heard that before. That's really interesting.
Well, actually, they're two separate plants. So I want to be clear on that. Marijuana is a completely, they're both cannabis, but marijuana is a completely different plant than
From
hemp.
hemp,
So
right.
they're completely different plants. So you might plant a field of marijuana plants, and right next to it, you have a field of hemp plants. So it's not like you're getting the buds in the, have the THC and then the leaves don't from the same plant. No, they're actually, hemp is, it's cannabis, but it's a different plant than marijuana is.
That's really good to know. That's also good to know. And hemp also has a lot of different uses. It's used in clothing and ropes, and it's sort of, I love hemp clothing. I wear it all the time. And I think it's like, should be, it could be one of those like super easy renewable resources that we could use instead of cutting down trees too, right?
Oh my God. Here's an interesting trivia fact for you. There's over 25,000 uses for hemp. Did you know that our founding fathers, they planted hemp? George Washington planted hemp. The first flag, American flag, was made from hemp. Our
Interesting.
currency, Benjamin Franklin, is his first printing press, the paper, was hemp. The currency that our country used when it first came out with paper currency was hemp paper. So absolutely, it was, it's, I mean, the uses for hemp date back, into ancient times. It's not a newfound plant. I mean, its medicinal properties have been used by the ancients all over the world.
So if we were doing a show on conspiracy theories, we could talk about how the lumber company shut that down and went and our whole country went lumber, which is much much more made a lot of people rich, but it's a much more difficult resource to use because it's finite, it's not as easily renewable as hemp is, and that would be really also an interesting topic. But I do want to get back to CBD oil and how are people using it now that's such a miracle? Like it seems like it fixes everything.
Yeah, here's the thing, Lisa. The people discovering CBD oil, here's what I love about CBD oil. People are suffering. There's a lot of suffering going on out there. So people are looking for a healthy alternative. They're searching. And hemp CBD oil is nature's healing oil. And it's not that it cures all these things in the body. What it does is it brings the body into homeostasis. It balances chemistry and hormones, and it brings the body into balance, which is homeostasis. And then the body itself is the miracle. So the list is endless. They have the National Cancer Research Institute has come up with a study that, CBD oil kills cancer cells in rats, and all the major universities are doing studies on it. And certainly, I hate to see this. Big pharmacy is trying to get their hand in the game too.
Yeah, of course it does. So, of course they are. And tell us a little bit more about like what people use it for. I know pain relief is a big thing, sleep, anxiety, depression,
Yeah,
anti-inflammatory
here,
stuff. What do people use it for?
I if you asked me what hemp CBD oil was 5 months ago, I wouldn't have known. My daughter suffers from acute anxiety as a teenager. She's 18. And of course, when you bring a child in to see a psychologist, psychiatrist, who can prescribe, they come out with a prescription. And it was breaking my heart that my daughter was now on a prescription drug for this anxiety, and she was having negative side effects, weight loss and all kinds of things. So I, as a parent, you go on search. You're looking for answers. And so this came into my field of awareness, and I was like, a really good friend of mine told me about hemp CBD oil, and I started to do my due diligence and got my daughter on it. And, she was able to wean off prescription drugs. And I was so happy. And bottom line is hemp CBD oil, it balances brain chemistry. So think of this. When someone has anxiety and depression, their neurons are misfiring, right? So their chemistry's off. And usually a prescription drug will address one issue but cause three other side effects. The great thing with hemp CBD oil, it'll address the misfiring neurons and bring that brain chemistry into balance, but it'll start healing everything else going on in your body too that you might not even be aware of. So that's why it's, you know, it's so cool. And, you know, you see it in all the headlines, and people are catching on, and it's just, it's a powerful, powerful natural healer.
Can you talk a little bit about the endocannabinoid system, part of our brain? I was reading up about it today, because I wanted to learn more about it, and that's so interesting to me, and I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So, you know, the body is made up of systems. There's systems in the body. You have the nervous system, you have the reproductive system, you have the respiratory system, the endocrine system. And in the mid-1990s, an Israeli doctor discovered the endocannabinoid system. Now, CBD oil stands for cannabinoid. So imagine this. Your body actually has receptors throughout the entire body, the brain being one of the places where it has the most endocannabinoid receptors. So it's a receptor system throughout the body that receives cannabinoids. Now, the human body can make cannabinoids, but unfortunately, 95% of people are cannabinoid deficient. And so when you're cannabinoid deficient, your body can't maintain homeostasis, and it can't fight off the inflammation that causes metabolic illnesses, and everything starts to go south. So what they're discovering is when you do have an adequate supply, when you supply that endocannabinoid system with full-spectrum cannabinoids, so think of cannabinoids like vitamins. You know, you have vitamin A, B, C, D. Well, you have different cannabinoid compounds. So you want the full spectrum. You want them all coming into the body because each one has a little bit different purpose. And so you'll see CBD oil isolates, which a big pharmaceutical company just came out with an isolate that they combined with ethanol, which is like, I wouldn't take that if you paid me. And you want full-spectrum, organic, grown in the USA, hemp oil. But the endocannabinoid system is one of the most important systems in the body, and they're still doing research and trying to completely understand it. So it's cutting edge.
Mm. Wow. Well, I know that one of the uses that – thank you for filling me in on that, because I was really curious about it. I know one of the things that it's been used a lot is actually with people who have addictions. And do you think that this might be a cure or some kind of stuff we can use in the middle of this horrible opioid crisis we have in our country right now?
Yes. And you know what, Lisa, that's why I'm so passionate about this. It's why I'm so passionate. And I believe this opioid crisis is an addiction that has to be headed off. And I think that's why you're seeing a paradigm shift towards cannabis. You know, almost every country is legalizing it now. It's being legalized as we speak now at a federal level in the United States. That looks like it's been passed by the Senate. And the states are legalizing it. Most of them have done it already. Many have started to legalize it for recreational use. And yes, you know, opioids, think of this. Think of like, or visualize a mobile. You know those mobiles that you usually have over the crib of a child that, you know, get their attention, the thing's hanging down? Mm-hmm. So imagine your body is like a mobile, and something's out of balance, so the whole mobile's out of balance. So a prescription drug would address that one thing out of balance, but in addressing that one thing, it throws three other things out of balance. So now you got to get on other drugs to try and balance those three other things that the first drug you took, you know, caused to go out of whack. Where when you take hemp CBD oil, you take it because something is out of balance, and it throws nothing else out of balance. There's no side effects. So in the opioid crisis, you know, the side effects are terrible, and they're addictive. Opioids are addictive. And you know, how many people do we know are addicted to Vicodin, painkillers, you know, antidepressants, that sort of thing. And when they're taking these drugs, yes, they're addressing a certain issue, more that they're masking it. And then they're also throwing other things out of whack in the body. So with hemp CBD oil, you address the issue as good as you would if you were taking a prescription drug. And you also, you don't throw the whole body out of whack. So it's the perfect holistic solution for what's going on with a lot of people's issues.
Yeah, and I think it's just important to note, too, that it's not addictive, right?
It's not addictive, and there's no side effects.
Right.
So, you know, you can't overdose on it, you know, and you can't get high on it. Not with hemp, anyway. And so there's, you know, the only side effect you might have when you first start taking it is a dry mouth. And sometimes people have reported having a headache when they first take it, which is a good thing, because what's happening is the neurons are rebalancing. So that might feel the first couple days that you're taking it, you might feel it as a headache, but what's really happening is your brain chemistry is rebalancing.
That's so interesting. And I know also you have also something I've never really heard anyone talk about, which is kind of like the mystical aspects about this substance. So what can you say about that?
Well, I love this topic, and I know you do too, right? So, you know, after my epiphany, I've dedicated my life to go as deep as I can as far as understanding divine truth and living that truth. And in living that truth, it's all about energy, right? Everything's energy. So as your consciousness rises, when you're on that inner path, your body is arising from your consciousness field. But ultimately, your body has to be alchemized to hold the higher frequency, right? That's ancient alchemy. That's the real turning lead into gold, is really etherizing the physical body to hold the higher frequency of light, so that the next evolutionary step of humanity is to be divinely human, which is what Jesus said when he said, you know, I'm in your world, but I'm not of your world, meaning, you know, he was completely connected to his authentic or higher self. So with CBD oil, boy, this is a big topic, Lisa, but everything's balanced, right? So when you look at the flower of life, it's the six-pointed star, the star tetrahedron, which is the perfect balance. That's the symmetry of unconditional love. And it's also the symbol of the heart chakra, right? So imagine, what's the purpose of hemp CBD oil? It's balance. It's balance. And so it balances your nervous system. It helps to balance your nervous system, your hormones, so that when you're raising your consciousness, your body is preparing to hold that higher frequency. And one of the best ways to prepare is really good pure water, alkaline water, and certainly hemp CBD oil, because it's going to enable the body to hold that higher frequency. And that's where the ancients knew this. And when you're dealing or talking about anointing oil, you know, the anointed one is the person that is one who is expressing Christ consciousness, right? If you want to call it that, oneness consciousness is the anointed. And so there's anointing oils, and I know for a fact that hemp oil was one of those anointing oils.
Wow, that's so cool. I never heard of that. And I've never put those two together before. And I totally agree with you about the water and alkalizing water being water that gets sort of penetrates into our cells a little bit deeper, you know, so we can absorb it in a way that we can't with, you know, more water that's more polluted. But I never thought of this kind of anointing oil. I love it. And I do think this is also very topical. And I wonder if CBD oil is getting so big because as we go through this shift in human consciousness right now, people call the ascension, more and more people are waking up, more and more people are coming into the light. Maybe this is helping them balance those things. And I loved what you said about the heart. The heart is the balance chakra in our energy system. So if we need to balance the heart, we need to balance our hormones, we need to balance our brain chemistry, we need to sort of balance all of that out. All of those things, I think, that our crazy, mixed up, polluted world has thrown out of balance. Do you think CBD oil,
absolutely,
we can use it to help with ascension symptoms? That's what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. And there's no accidents. And that's exactly what's happening, Lisa. You know, consciousness has shifted. We are going towards a love-based consciousness, moving away from fear. But we have to be prepared. So, you know, this resurgence in cannabis is not certainly by accident. And people all over the world are like, that would never, ever, ever consider, you know, thinking anything cannabis could be healthy for you, are now opening to it. And,
right,
and they're, you know, a lot of this was suppressed. This was suppressed knowledge. And now that knowledge is coming forth because I think humanity is demanding it. And again, because we're being supported through this paradigm shift of consciousness. And thus we have to have the tools to prepare the body to hold that frequency. Or the body would burn out. The nervous system would burn out if it's not properly etherized. And what etherizes the body is hormones and chemistry. And the purpose of CBD oil is to balance hormones and chemistry. How perfect is that?
So cool. So, I mean, I know so many people are suffering with the ascension, you know, the shift symptoms, and everybody, you know, especially sensitive people, I think, are really feeling it. So this would be something that you might recommend anyone who's feeling uncomfortable with those things try.
Yes.
The other thing I want to talk about too is, like, how do we find a good source? Because there's a million different kinds. I actually saw, like, CBD oil for sale at Cumbie's in the, like, you know, tobacco section, and it looked sketchy to me. So
yeah,
how do we ensure that we find a good source? And what is a good source? Does it have to be organic?
Well,
does it have to be, like, what about all that stuff?
Well, there's a lot of good sources of CBD out there, but I will talk a little bit about the company that I did my research and now I have aligned with and why I did. Your audience is very aware and they understand some of the mystical things. So I'm going to approach it from that standpoint again. Energy follows intent. So you really got to ask yourself, what's the intent of the company that is producing that CBD oil? Is it greed? And just profit-based, I mean, every company has to make profit, but not every company is greedy. You know, the company I aligned with is a heart-centered company. I mean, the president of the company would tell you on a conference call that he loves you. I mean, that to me was everything. And when I did my own research, the first thing I had to know was the heart of the company. Before anything else, I had to know, is this a heart-centered company? Because if it was just an ego-based company, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't last a week. And the second thing is, what's the intent of that product? Is the vibrational quality of that product maintained throughout the process? Meaning the grower that we use in Kentucky, everyone that is involved with that growing process uses hemp for medicinal reasons. They love that plant. And then we harvest it. It's organic. We keep it in as raw form as we can, but of course you got to distill out the CBD compounds, and we do it through the purest process that's available to us. And we actually put it in blue bottles. Now, you'll see a lot of clear bottles on shelves, and you'll see a lot of maybe amber bottles, but rarely will you see the blue. Now, why would we say we have to have it in blue? Because blue is the healing frequency. And so we wanted to use that color and hold that liquid in that blue bottle. So when, from the time it's planted in the earth and it's put in a bottle and it's going into somebody's tongue to be taken sublingually, the vibrational quality of that oil is maintained. And so that's
crucial.
So
honey, we are just so close to the end here. We're just almost out of time. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but tell us how to get in touch with you if people want to find out more. How do they find out more about you, your company? How can they get some?
Well, you know, again, I'm I'm building a network of people that want to be on a mission with me. I call it my tribe. And for me, that's very important because this is a product that's very emotional. So anyone of you in your audience that wants to connect with me, it's something I want to get to know them. If they're serious, I want to be able to answer their questions. So they would email me at Kevin@VibranaWellness.com. So that's V-I-B as in boy, R-A-N-A, wellness.com. In this day and age, I'm a big believer in still high-touch connection and one-on-one energetic connection. So that's how I would prefer people to contact me, and I can tell them and answer all the questions that they might have as a result of listening to the show. And I believe you guys might have a link there. They can go to my site,
email would be great. Yeah, and we'll post your email too. And Kevin, I want to thank you so much for being on the show and talking about this. I wish we had so much more time so we could get into all the nitty gritty esoteric stuff, but we are right at time. So thank you so much for being here with me today, Kevin. Thank you.
Lisa, it was an honor. Thank you for having me on your show. God bless.
Thank you, honey. And thank all of you guys for joining me today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time here on Empower Radio.